Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one. If you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, we'll get those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning.
Good morning. The end of a difficult road swing for you guys to the south, and you lose a couple of close games, 62-57 at Charleston, and then 72-61 Saturday at Elon. Kind of go back and review those two games for me and give me your view on them.
Yeah, you know, road games are obviously difficult in the league and quick turnaround and all that good stuff. We had the weather and everything else going on there, and both teams we played were good. We just really didn't make enough plays. You know, we got to get some guys playing up to their capability. You know, we're not playing up to our capabilities offensively, and we've got to get that fixed. And now we have some time to do that. So our belief and our understanding is that we are going to get that fixed.
Can you guys were pretty strong offensively throughout the non-conference portion of the schedule, but as you've touched on, there's some struggles here over the past few games. Have you been able to put your finger on why that's happened?
Well, I mean, you know, Mike Morcell and William Moto haven't played well since the conference started. They're not, you know, that is what it is. We're well aware of that. I think the tough thing is when, you know, 4 games in 8 days isn't, you know, can kind of hit you, you know, 1 or 2, you can get off to a great start, you know, like in Northeastern, or if you get behind it like us, now you're climbing uphill, and that is what it is right now. I do believe those guys are good players. We'll tweak a couple things to get them going, but we need to get them going. There's no, you know, there's no question about that. We just haven't, you know, I'd say out of the 4 games, I think, I thought William played pretty good against Charleston, and certainly we had a shot to win the game. We went to him with 19 seconds left. Mike's had 4 poor games, and William's had, you know, 3 out of 4 poor games, and, you know, I don't think any of us were anticipating that going in. I'm sure if you asked a couple of guys about if they're better guys, had that many poor games in a row, how would you replace those points? It becomes challenging. So they're not trying to miss. I think the thing we've tried to hop on with them is don't try to hit home runs. Let's really work on being better defensively, bringing energy, running the floor, getting on the backboards, getting to the free throw line, creating for your teammates, and then everything else will hopefully fall into place. But we've got to do it. We've got to, this would be a good week to get going with that.
Even with the, you touched on some of those things, even with the offensive struggles, the other areas appear to be going pretty well. You guys leading the league in field goal percentage, defense about 40%, and as usual, one of the top teams in the nation in rebounding. Have you been happy with those parts of the game, and do you feel like if the offense does come around, you're going to be where you want to be?
Well, those other two areas, we've been, you know, for us, okay to good. We've got to be a little bit better in those areas, you know, especially fouling. We're fouling way too much, and we've got to rebound at an even better level, especially if there's going to be a potential propensity not to put the ball in the basket. So we've been like, you know, for us, you know, decent in those areas. I think we're capable of better. As I reminded them yesterday, this is a team that held Maryland at 33% shooting and beat them by 15 on the glass. So we're capable of hanging those type of numbers, and I think what happens a lot is if you do struggle to score, that it can sap some of your energy out of those other areas that need to be mainstays. So, you know, if you ask me, I think I get it fixed. Yeah, I bet the ranch will get it fixed. We need to get it fixed quickly, though.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Chris Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Chris, Pat, how you doing?
How you doing, Chris?
I am doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm coming to see you this weekend. You know, my schedule was finally cleared, so I'm coming to see you guys. Talk about this first game coming up on Thursday against Delaware. New coach. Just talk about Delaware. What did it look like differently without, you know, last year with Monte, what's the other coach who was there?
Well, I think Martin's doing a, you know, not surprisingly, a very good job. Yeah, they're going to be good. I mean, look, the first thing, and we hop on this all the time to our guys. We tell our guys, I mean, everybody got dudes that can play. That's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, Delaware got the kid Daly, you know, right now probably playing as well as any freshman in the league. You know, and then they've got experienced guys with talent. Corbett shoots it. Carter and Harris on the inside. Hayes can score. Mosley's incredibly fast. We've always had a hard time with him. Bryant's coming from GW, you know, so they got good players. They've had a lot of good wins, you know. So you know, we've got a game plan in place for Delaware, and we've got to understand that. But then we've got to do what we do in order to start having, you know, consistent success. And I think that's also a key piece of this heading into Thursday.
Does it seem like you guys, last couple losses, you're not finishing the game? You know, like a lot of people, you know, a lot of teams, they come out great in the second half, and then when it comes around, like 3 minutes to go, they don't finish it, you know, and don't finish properly.
We certainly didn't finish that way the other night against Elon, but I thought they made some great plays down the stretch. You know, Charleston was made more of a lull early in the second half. We actually fought back and a couple big steals late and had a chance to win the game. So it's, you know, it's not a lack of effort. I think, you know, we've all got a measure of frustration, but we've got to quickly figure out how to fix that frustration and turn it into success. I'm keenly aware that there's a lot of basketball left, but you know, we also have high expectations for ourselves. So I do think we've got a prideful, tough group, and I believe they'll respond.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope the home cooking will be good this week for us, and hopefully you get some wins.
Yeah, we'll see what's on the menu, Chris.
All right, I'll see you Saturday.
Your next question is from the line of Brian Moore with NCAA.com.
Good morning, Pat. You guys have played Wilmington, obviously, and defended them really about as well as anyone has all season. What makes them so difficult? What's so impressive about them when you see them live offensively?
Yeah, you know, I thought we did for a half. We were really good defensively. You know, they can make shots at a lot of positions. You know, we had done a good job on Fleming's, I thought. And Bryce is really good, Brian. But, you know, I kind of could live with... When I think about their game, the two things that stuck out is, one, I think Mosley had like a career high. He really made some big, big shots in the second half. So they seem to, right now, they're in a group where they're getting some timely play from support guys on different nights. And then to me, the real reason why they're really good is, you know, they're better guys have played well. I think right now they have the best closer in the CAA in Denzel Ingram. I mean, he's won them a couple games. He threw in a couple big daggers against us to keep us at bay, and you know, their shot making ability is impressive. They obviously can, you know, the thing that impressed me against them was usually he plays a lot of guys. He played like six against us the other night. I noticed they only played like five or six, and those guys are hanging in there without playing as many guys as they normally play. That's impressive. Thank you.
All right, Pat, thanks for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Take care.